And welcome back to This Week in Channel 9. I'm Christina Warren.
My name is Beth Pan.
And we're not in Orlando anymore, sadly.
I was never there, come on.
Okay, well you were there in spirit because we talked about your episode of Gals.
Well, thank you.
Okay, we're not in Orlando, and you might notice that Beth is not Brian. She's better. No, we love you,
well,
Brian.
I am.
Brian is in Europe for the month, so it's me and Beth.
Yeah,
props to him. We're going to talk about all the cool stuff that happened this week.
Yeah, let's do it. Yeah,
a lot of stuff. All right, so first up, there's the Windows Developer Day for the Fall Creators Update. We had a special this week on Channel 9. We live streamed it, and all that content is now online. So the Windows 10 Fall Creators Edition will be out on October 17th.
Yep.
And there's a bunch of new features for developers, and you can check out all the content on Channel 9 and see how you can use those new features in your own apps.
Great. I have next up TypeScript turns 5.
Woo-hoo.
So this past weekend marks that TypeScript turns 5 full years since that we released it to the public. And then as many of you have known that, you know, TypeScript has this mission back then. It's called getting JavaScript development to scale. It solves a lot of the pain points that JavaScript has, like when it comes to managing massive code base as it grows day to day. And then it simply adds like optional static types and provides like a more powerful tooling for it. We also have like a really growing user base year to year. It's like 7.5 million downloads on NPM. It's great.
Yes,
so go check it out.
Do you use TypeScript?
Yeah, I actually wrote Yo Office back in my development days at Microsoft with TypeScript.
Awesome. Yeah. Very cool. Very cool. So happy birthday, TypeScript.
Yeah.
Also, very cool news. There's now a version of Microsoft Edge for iOS and Android.
Congratulations.
And there is an Android launcher, or Microsoft launcher, rather, for Android, too. So if you're an Edge user on the PC and you're like, man, I really wish I could have, you know, my bookmarks on mobile, and
right.
I could, you know, take because one of the nice things about Safari and about Chrome is that if you're using them on your desktop, like, or on your mobile, you can then sync it with your desktop.
Right, absolutely.
But you haven't been able to do that, and Firefox even has a way to do that too, but you haven't been able to do that with Edge, but now you can, so that's cool. What's also really neat if you're an Android user is the Microsoft Launcher, so it's just kind of a new overlay that makes it really easy to get into all of your Microsoft apps. So if you're somebody who used to use a Windows phone and has had to move on for various reasons, maybe give that a check out, so
yep.
It's cool.
Now everything's connected.
Everything's connected.
Okay, so I'm sure many of you have already started using all these fancy new like Azure services and tools that was released in Ignite. So what's next for Azure is we're going to have a, what's it called, Redshirt Dev Tour. Yes. So next week from the 16th, we're going to go to Chicago, Dallas, Atlanta, Boston, and then New York for Friday. Channel 9 is actually going to stream like the Friday one the one for New York, right?
Yeah. So the New York Azure Redshirt Dev Tour will be streamed on Channel 9. But if you're in any of those other cities, like we were saying, go ahead and register. Be sure to check it out.
There is more like detailed instructions and like suggestions how you would build your solutions on the cloud.
And Scott Guthrie is going to like be coding on stage for like 5 hours.
Wow, awesome.
So you can ask him questions and make fun of him. So that's really cool.
Go for that.
also happening next week, or not next week, also happening is the Microsoft Azure Open Dev is happening on October 25th, and that's going to be streamed online, and so that's going to be hosted by our own Ashley McNamara, so be sure to check that out if you're interested in open source stuff with Azure. Also coming up is, I know, there's so many events, we're like, we just had Ignite, right, we're finally calmed down from that. Now all this other stuff is happening, but this is a big one. This is cool. A Microsoft Connect is happening in New York City, my former hometown, from November 15th to 17th. And this is basically like it's a kind of a, you know, kind of a big kind of computing conference. We're going to talk about you know, cloud, data, AI, and how that's changing how everything's you know, changing technology and how we all interact together. So it's going to be led by Scott Guthrie again. There are going to be a lot of really great presentations and cool sessions. And that's going to be live streamed again from New York. So if you can't be there in person, you can check it out on Channel 9. So
cool.
Coming this November. What's up next, Beth?
All the AI stuff.
Yes, we have so much AI stuff this week. It's crazy.
So Visual Studio Code tools for AI extension is coming out. Or already came out. It is an extension to build, test, and deploy deep learning and AI solutions to Microsoft Visual through Microsoft Visual Studio Code. And then what is cool is it'll support deep learning frameworks, including cognitive toolkit that's from Microsoft and TensorFlow from Google for you to do cross-platform extension development, and then just build your AI based off of one of these web tools that we build for developers.
Yeah, no, that's really awesome. And it links directly into the Azure machine learning and stuff. So that's really awesome. So if you've been wanting to do more stuff with AI, this is now built. You can now get this stuff from Visual Studio Code.
Right.
Love it. Speaking of AI stuff, a couple of weeks ago, we talked about there's an AI partnership between Microsoft and Facebook. And now there's one, breaking news, that basically as we're recording this, Microsoft and AWS have advanced an open AI ecosystem with Gluon. So Gluon is kind of like a front end for some AI stuff. And it's now the two companies are working together to kind of make that
big news.
A very big deal.
Right.
It's going to support the Microsoft Cognitive Toolkit. Hopefully, other toolkits will hopefully adopt this too, because this is all open source.
Yeah.
And Brian and I have talked about this before, and you and I have had these conversations too. Like, I think that one of the really important things, like we were just mentioning with the toolkit stuff, is making it easier for people to do cross-platform stuff.
Right.
Because you shouldn't have to be committed to the toolkit you choose.
Right.
You should be able to move more freely.
Absolutely.
And this is going to make it easier to do that. So if one framework or one backend works for you now, but you want to move to something else,
right,
like this is what will help inhibit that. So that's really cool.
Absolutely. So I'm going to do a little prop.
Yes.
For what I do. So I actually work for Microsoft Virtual Academy.
Yeah.
We have a couple courses coming out for cognitive services as we're talking about AI.
Yeah.
All the news related to AI. And then we have deep partnership with this Wintellect, and then there are some courses that we worked with them, and then now it's available on mva.microsoft.com if you're interested in learning all the cognitive services that we like, face APIs, speech APIs, things like that. Come check out some of the courses. It's very interesting. I already started some of it.
Yeah, no, I took a look at some of them too, because I helped put those courses together and get them on MBA.
Nice.
And they're really good. Like if you are interested in like what you can do with the cognitive services toolkit, like it's a really good way to get started. I really like how it kind of walks you through all the stuffs. So check
absolutely.
Next up is my pick of the week. I kind of love this. I like your pick of the week better, as is usually the case. But this is cool. Basically, this is from The Verge. But basically, the USA and Japan are going to have like a huge robot duel next week, so you can watch it. And basically, it's like a giant version of like Megabots, like in person. Basically, like basically the U.S. team challenged. They've challenged the Japanese team to like a robot duel.
Nice.
And so the robots are going to fight. And I don't know about you, I'm all about watching robots fight. There's so many terrible things happening in the world.
No, I don't blame you.
There's so many terrible things happening in the world. If I can just watch like robots fight each other,
right,
it makes my life. I love it.
Get your anger out through another channel.
Totally. Totally. All right.
Here's my pick of the week. Xbox Australia has reviewed another version of Xbox Onesie. Okay, if you're looking at the picture, I don't know what you think about it. I think it's very comfortable looking.
Yeah, it's Forza themed.
I'm sure it is, like, very comfortable looking, especially, like you said, it's Forza themed. What could go wrong with that, huh? So this new version is coming out. And Microsoft has this whole vision of, make motorsports more comfortable than ever. And then this is another step towards that. Very proud of, the Xbox team. Props to them.
I mean, honestly, who doesn't want an Xbox onesie? Now, you said something to me before, Beth, when you looked at this. What was your kind of takeaway?
Said that I probably won't buy it, but if someone gave me one of these, I'll wear it all day. Don't judge. There's no judging here.
Well, no, what I'm going to say is I'm putting this out in the world. Someone please send Beth Pan.
There you go.
A Forza Xbox onesie.
Oh,
please
God.
Do it. Please do it.
I'd be so happy.
No, do it, because
I actually have this game. When Forza, I think it was like Forza 6 when it came out, I bought the classic, double box version.
Yeah.
plays it every day for like a week or something.
It's a good game.
I would wear this and play that game.
Okay,
every day
and if you do that, could we get photos? Could we like tweet it?
Sure. Oh yeah, sure.
Okay. So all right. So that's the challenge. Send Beth a onesie. She'll take photos. We'll be able to tweet it and make fun of you.
Oh, all my Xbox friends are gonna be so jealous.
Right.
I love it.
I love it too. It's great. All right, well, that does it for this week on Channel 9. Be sure to tune in next week to see what else is happening. And don't forget, you know, Windows 10 Fall Creators Update is coming out next week. So get ready, get excited.
Yeah. Stay with us.